throughout the morning, we've been talking about the string of tornadoes. A historic day, really, for tornado outbreaks in Indiana. And you might have seen the picture of the Kokomo Starbucks that was leveled yesterday. Hannah Harris is on the phone, and she was inside of that Starbucks in Kokomo. Thank you for calling, first of all. How are you holding up this morning?
I'm doing a lot better than I was yesterday, that's for sure.
I bet.
The first thing that I saw yesterday was a picture of the Starbucks in Kokomo being flattened. And I thought to myself, my gosh, what if anybody was inside there? And you were in, where were you? You were in there.
I was in the bathroom.
Now, are you a customer or employee?
I was a customer.
Okay, and so...
I was actually there for a business presentation for World Adventures, and we had got there at about 1:30, and we had talked about it after the presentation was done, and about 2:55, the supervisor came, come out and said, hey, a tornado just touched down and headed towards us. We need to take shelter in the bathroom.
When you were in the bathroom, did you know, could you tell what was happening outside?
Yes, not to that full extent, though. I had no idea what I was going to be walking out to, that's for sure.
So when you guys opened the door after the tornado leveled the Starbucks there, did the door even open? Or, I mean, could you even get out?
No, we were trapped inside. Both of the bathrooms were because all the debris from the building collapsing, which actually this is when things really, really got real for me, what I've just gone through. We heard a man yelling and saying, get away from the door, the building has collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
So you didn't know, being in the bathroom, that the building had collapsed around you at the Starbucks?
No, because that bathroom stayed fully intact, and the ceiling was not gone. There was only a chunk out of that ceiling, and it was the size of, I don't know. I don't have a good analogy right now.
Yeah,
but it was not very... it was not that big at all.
And the rest of the building was just flattened.
Exactly. I mean, you've seen it just like it looked like a cardboard box.
I know. That's the first thing they showed was that Starbucks in Kokomo. And did the manager there at the Starbucks tell you that they were reinforced or anything for a situation like this? Or
I think he just knew from protocol
that
was the safest place. I'm not exactly sure what they were made out of. And in that moment, I don't know that I would even remember, but I know that that place was pretty solid with brick, you know, and it was just flattened. So whatever that was, it absolutely just held up.
Describe what you saw and how you felt when you walked out of that bathroom and saw what you saw.
Well, when I first saw, I heard that, like I said, about them saying the building had collapsed. And then about, I would say 15 minutes after that, they had gotten the door off, and I saw hands, you know, and I was like, who is that? You know, I honestly thought it was the other guys in the bathroom that somehow had gotten out and were getting us out. And then they started escorting us out, you know, putting us out in the, we had to have our handheld because of all of the brick and everything that was there. I mean, it's indescribable, really, what I saw. It was devastation. But at the same time, it was relief because I had not even a scratch on me.
Did you have, once you got home last night and then you followed the news, you realized what was going on across the state, did you have a moment where it all hit you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it still kind of is, you know? It's just, it's truly a miracle that no one got hurt.
And you also wanted to thank the people who just jumped in and started helping people.
Absolutely, I did. And that is what was my main post was about, is that right there. Because if it hadn't been for, like I say, that supervisor being on it, if he'd been even 10 minutes off, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Wow. Well, Hannah, thank God you're okay and everybody's okay down there. That was the picture of the night, was that Starbucks in Kokomo. And it probably still hasn't sunk in quite yet. I mean, it's going to take a while.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't even been to sleep.
Yeah, I can imagine. Can you imagine laying down at night trying to go to sleep after you've been through what you've been through?
Yeah, that's all I could think about.
All right. Thank you so much. And stay safe, Hannah. Thank you for talking to us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Fort Wayne's Morning Show.
I think they have good chemistry and they work really well together.
You know, they keep me laughing in the morning.
Jim and Carrie in the morning on Fun 101.7.